Happy Tuesday and welcome to the Bridget Bartley Show with Crystal Victoria. I'm so excited that she's here and we've already been cutting up. To give you a little bit of background of who Crystal Victoria is, she is a TV personality. She is a purpose-driven speaker, which I'm excited to dive into that. She's a style influencer. She's a licensed minister, yes, which I can't wait to talk about that too. Youth director, brand ambassador, style influencer. She is a certified life coach, a celibacy coach,
yes,
which we're going to have fun talking about that too.
Yes, we are.
And on the local end, she was named Greenville's Top 25 Most Beautiful last year. Mm-hmm. Nominated as Slay Boss of the Year, and also Greenville Fashion Week that we did with Megan Hines. She was a top 12 Wonder Woman and a lead stylist. Mm-hmm. And wanted to also give a shout out and thank you to Dominion TV for, yes, sponsoring today's show, which, mm-hmm, is actually where Crystal's talk show is based. She's on every Saturday night and every,
yes,
Sunday.
So download the app, Dominion.tv. Download that app so you can catch me, guys. You haven't downloaded your sleep. You need to wake up. Dominion.tv.
And so, yeah, well, welcome. And
thank
again,
you
thank you
me.
Because I know how busy your schedule is. Just looking through everything that you've done, I've known you for, how long? Probably, what, like a year?
Not quite a year, I don't think. Has it been a year? Not quite a year.
I remember when I first met you, though, because we were talking about that because we were at SIP and, mm-hmm, we were at a Greenville Fashion Week team meeting.
Yes, I brought one of my business partners at the time.
Uh-huh. And I was like, who is that girl? Like, she was just like walking in today. I mean, you were walking in just with that hair.
Yes.
You had your style just going on.
Thank you, girl. You know, and I just want to be just like my mom. This is who she is, but on steroids, y'all. Yes.
So we actually met through Greenville Fashion Week, and
absolutely,
that's how we really got to know each other. And that was one of those events where, I mean, I just wanted to support Megan.
Same.
Like, girl, plug me in where you need. And, mm-hmm, so it was model, team, volunteer, mm-hmm, wasn't quite sure. And so I really got to know a lot of people,
yes,
through that. And
you were
then
super involved.
Yeah, I didn't know what my title was.
Yes, everything.
Which is kind of fun because going into it next year, because we've already started planning.
Yes.
And so that way I'll know how to help support the event even,
right,
more so,
right,
for next year. So tell us a little bit about, I guess, because we're talking about Greenville Fashion Week.
Mm-hmm.
What is it exactly as far as being the lead stylist for,
right,
for Greenville Fashion Week?
Well, first, shout out to Megan, her mom, Miss Ronnie. Super shout out to them. And I just appreciate the opportunity, mm-hmm, they've given me. Just believing in me and allowing me to be a part of it, even if it wasn't in a lead role. I'm just, you know, thankful to be a part of something so great and to be in trust like that, because, mm-hmm, I don't take anything for granted. But I am the lead wardrobe stylist. And so pretty much, Miss Elizabeth is over all of the models, mm-hmm, and everything. Well, she does a fantastic job. I don't know how she does what she does. She doesn't even look tired. I mean, it's just like, this lady is a superhero. I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But just being there with the models and helping to style them and for the style sessions or the fittings and all that. Just pretty much getting the looks and stuff together.
Yeah. And, you know, we see that the outside of it because we were at the event, but the actual work that goes into that event.
Right.
There's a lot of nuts and bolts and
so much. There is so
even
much.
The night there's, well, even on the modeling side of it, but even the night that I volunteered and worked,
mm-hmm,
just even the models changeling and the hairstyle and the makeup and,
yes,
making sure the clothes fit and going to the fittings.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work. But more than anything, I loved how it brought the community together. And you and I were talking about this before, is the friendships made. Because,
yes,
had it not been for Greenville Fashion Week,
We wouldn't have met.
No.
There's so many great connections mm-hmm, in that industry. I met so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, every single time I always shout them out because that's the right thing to do. Like,
mm-hmm,
we're not out here just like, oh, we up here lit,
right,
and making it. You know, you've got to make sure that you, you know, show your honor and everything to the ones who, you know, put you in position.
Right.
And so many connections. I mean, that's how we met. And you've always been so kind from the moment I met you. It's so sweet.
Well,
and at
you.
First it was like a little soft-spoken. I was like, I know she ain't soft-spoken. I could tell. And then went to the first event, you know, we were introducing people to each other and stuff. It was great.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk. I have that extroverted, introverted side.
Yes.
I mean, I'm extremely extroverted. You've seen me on the social side.
Yes.
Where I love to just go in. I love events.
Yes.
But then we talked about just going in,
mm-hmm,
and we love to just unwind.
Yes, because we give out so much.
Mm.
And a lot of people don't understand this, but once you give out a lot, which is, you know, spiritually or when you're coaching people through their lives or you're doing whatever you do, and if you have a lead position or something like that, you are drained at the end,
mm-hmm,
of the day. I mean,
mm-hmm,
you give out so much, and a lot of people don't get it. I mean, it's rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, when I get home, oh, it's it's shutdown time.
Yeah.
I take naps. I like to rest. You know, I just like to watch movies, stuff, just wind down. Mm-hmm. I get home, I got to get that back.
That's true.
I got to get all that back.
I think of it like as a battery. I mean, you are constantly recharging people.
Mm-hmm.
And so you, as a battery, needs to be recharged.
Right. That absolutely. Took me,
have you ever burned out before?
Oh, what? Yes, I've burned out plenty of times. Mm-hmm. And I really look up to my parents a lot. My dad is Bishop Geddes Jackson. He's a bishop. My mom's Pastor Anita Jackson. And we're in ministry. And our church is in Greer. But I've seen him pour into people all of the time. And I watch him. It's just like he just doesn't get tired. But it's not that he doesn't get tired. Mm-hmm. It's like when you're in that position, you don't have the luxury of being tired.
Right.
You've got to keep on going. So the only thing that you can do is to rely on Christ. That's when that prayer and everything comes into place. Because if I didn't have that, and we talked about that, if I didn't have the spiritual aspect, girl, I don't know where I would be. Because I got to get it all back. I was getting to a point where I'd get burned out to the point I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to be here anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm giving so much to other people. You know, oh, God, what about me? And then, you know, I heard God say clearly, like, Crystal, I know you're not complaining. You asked me to put you into position, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So why are you complaining? You got to be strong. He's only going to give you as much as you can handle.
That is true. Because talking about supernatural strength. So
oh, yes.
This is just real life backstory. So last night I slept 3 hours total. Ooh. And just,
girl,
you don't
look like what you've been through, girl. You look like you got 10 hours. Wow.
No, because this is supernatural strength and this is nutrition and juice and all that. But, you know, I mean, as a mom of three, like, you know, one of my sons didn't come home till late because he had to work late. And then up again at 3 for whatever reason. And then I had to get up at 6 because I had my first call at 6:30. My other son had to be at work at, you know, and leave by 8. So it's just, it was one of those mornings where I knew I had to give out so much. Mm-hmm. Dad'd be in Greenville by 8:30 for other work appointments. Because I'm like you. I mean, I have all this stuff going on. And it is. It's supernatural strength.
It
is. Dig deep and you just check out and dig deep.
And I'm sure people ask you all the time, how do you do it?
And you, what do you say?
I'm like, a lot of times I'm like, I just point up.
Yep.
I can't even give you no, because sometimes I don't realize how I can get it all done. And it's hard to explain to people.
Right.
And then oftentimes, you know, people see your path and they want to take that same path. I'm like, stay in your own lane because God's got something for you. But if you try to get over here in this lane and it's not for you, you will crash and burn.
Well, and that's, I just do.
Yes.
I just do. Like, you just do what you do. So going back to Greenville Fashion Week, which, by the way, is so awesome that you were Wonder Woman. And one of my things that I had told myself for Greenville Fashion Week is it's great being a model because I know what it takes to stand up there and have the courage to walk that runway. But as a Wonder Woman, that's a big deal.
Yes.
That's a big deal. So
I was
congrats
honored.
To that.
Thank you. I was honored to have received it. I didn't know I didn't know they were giving that to me. And I was just on the phone with Megan. And I think we were just talking about swag bags or something, and she was like, oh yes, by the way, we're gonna have you down as a Wonder Woman. I was like, oh my gosh. And I was putting my lash on Nagazi Alamein, y'all. I'm the hair and lash brand ambassador. Y'all gotta check them out, go to my page. And I was like, I'm gonna start crying because the thing she was saying, it was like making, it was tearing me up. So I'm honored to have been chosen for that. Definitely.
That's amazing. So since we're talking about fashion and you work with Dillard's, is it specifically BCBG or Dillard's?
So it's both. So I work with Dillard's Haywood and then BCBG Haywood as well.
Which,
so,
by the way, she's wearing a BCBG.
Oh, BCBG.
Dress.
Okay, this is a new arrivals. The belt and everything. Y'all.
I walked in one day, which, by the way, was Rent the Runway. The jacket that I had on when we were at, I think we were doing headshots that day. And I immediately walked in and you knew, girl, that's BCBG.
Yes,
yes. I was like, how does she know that?
Yes,
so
it was fierce too. Yes.
And so, so we can find you at Dillard's BCBG because you do fashion consulting and the style influencer. But on the like, I guess the more spiritual side of it, like, what do you think the fashion, how do you think that's a reflection of people's personalities?
Oh, gosh.
Because that intrigues me with how, because I see girls, not to cast judgment on them, but I see girls who have so many different styles and where some are so, would it be promiscuous? Like, you know, why we dress certain ways and why we wear certain colors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I used to always wear all black.
Right.
It's simple. But now I'm making more of an effort to wear, like, more color. And
at the time when you were wearing all black, you felt simple. But you were going through things. You didn't feel like, I guarantee it. Like, you don't even have to tell me. When you were wearing all black, you were probably going through things, trying to figure it out, and you didn't feel like being creative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it speaks for you. I think that's a powerful question because people don't understand that. Your mm-hmm. clothes, I can tell, most of the time, I can tell about what someone's going through by what they have on.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
So by their wardrobe. Going through right now?
Girl, you're popping live. Wow, girl, you are glowing. You know, and a lot of times people put forth the effort. So, you know, you can hide it. But if I see you, and more than once, I continue to see you, I can tell who you are because it's what you're projecting.
Right.
You know, when you put your clothes on or when you get yourself together, you're projecting your personality mm-hmm. in a sense. And I can always tell what type of person they are. I can also tell if someone's style is inconsistent, that means they're not inconsistent.
Interesting.
And so if they don't have, like, I have a consistent style. You mm-hmm. know, you can tell the things. If you go to a store, you would think of me like, oh, Crystal would wear this. Because mm-hmm. I have a consistent style. Right. My life is consistent now. But it was not always consistent.
Right.
And when it wasn't consistent, my style was all over the place. Because everything you do reflects on you.
Right.
Literally everything.
That makes
and people don't understand it.
That makes complete sense.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things about me is that I, most of the time, am always wearing either a dress
mm-hmm.
or a romper.
Yes, yes.
And it's because the way my brain processes, it's simple.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
I know mm-hmm. it matches, like mm-hmm. you. Like, you got on a dress, but it looks mm-hmm. good. It's
right.
elegant. It's
but
feminine.
But you wear colors. Mm-hmm. I mean, you add things to it, and it's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause to me, dresses and rompers are safe. I know it matches.
Absolutely.
But then sometimes I'll throw stuff on, and I don't care if it matches because I just don't care.
Yes, exactly. But that's your personality. Like, your personality speaks through that. You're fun.
Oh, that's so neat. Okay,
yes.
I got to come see you at Dillard's.
Yes,
so
yes.
what would be some fashion tips? Because I know we have a lot of girls that tune in. A lot of girls look at you and they're asking for fashion advice. And
yes.
You know, I don't know. Did you know I used to have a clothing line?
No, I didn't know that, Bridget.
Yeah.
Why did you hide
so
that from
me? So that's one of the things in my bio.
Wow.
That, me and one of my best friends, which you'll have to meet her sometime because she is fashion
right.
guru. But she and I had a clothing line from 2008 to 2012.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it was fun. And so we specialized in trunk shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had our clothes in up to, it was like four stores. We had
wow.
one in Anderson, a couple in Spartanburg, and Greenville as well.
That's awesome.
So it was fun.
That's incredible.
But the inventory, it was just, yeah.
It can get crazy going mm-hmm. into business stuff. Girl, it could be crazy.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as fashion advice, what would just be a couple of tips that you would give girls if they're like, okay, I want to up my game when it comes to fashion?
Right. I would definitely tell you to get your main pieces. And I know it sounds cliche, and I know it sounds like, why do I keep saying that? Sounds like the answer to everything. That's because it is the answer mm-hmm. to everything. You get your main pieces. And one thing I love, because I worked in the store over Dillard's Haywood. I love, just shout out to Bob Lancaster, Keisha too, oh my gosh, for allowing me to be a part and still work along mm-hmm. with them.
Right.
I love Dillard's to death, y'all.
Yeah.
I just love their clothing
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in the brand. I would tell them to first get your main pieces, which you get your LBD, which is your little black dress.
Mm-hmm.
You make sure you have a statement belt, statement necklace, statement earrings, and then also the more, not even statement, but just a little bit, you know,
mm-hmm.
a little bit more subtle. Get your blazer, blue jean pants, white button down, white tank top. You get your plain pieces, your standard pieces, and you build from your standard pieces.
Nice.
Once you have your standard pieces,
mm-hmm.
you can add other things to it,
mm-hmm.
and you can work around it. So if you have a little black dress, which is your LBD, you can add your standard blazer to it. You can add either your statement earrings or your subtle earrings, just things like that. With all those pieces that you have, you can create those, with just those five or six that I named, you can create about 20-some outfits.
Yeah, that makes complete sense.
Get your standard first, and a denim jacket.
You know, it's...
Please get a denim jacket.
I had one... And I got rid of it a few years ago, but then
mm-hmm.
got another one last year.
Yes.
And I wear it all the time.
Yes. I mean, you can add it to everything.
With the most random stuff, whether I'm wearing dress pants,
right.
yoga pants.
Yes.
There's something about a denim, like a maxi dress, I can just throw it.
Right.
And it seems like it matches everything.
Yeah, it does. You can throw a denim dress on, you know, with this I have on now,
mm-hmm.
you could throw a denim dress on a more sophisticated gown even, and it'll just take it to another, a moto jacket too. So you're right.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you're
true.
Right.
Yeah.
So start with those first and play on those pieces. And don't be afraid to try new things.
That's
true. And don't be afraid. And find a style inspiration, a style icon that can help you if you're struggling a little bit.
Who's your style icon?
Oh, I got a few. Oh, no one's ever asked me this. Oh, my.
It just comes to me.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's great. Okay, so this is going to be kind of funny. But Cruella De Vil is one.
Okay.
Yes, Cruella De Vil. I love, like, her style is flawless. Mother Dearest, Mommy Dearest on the movie. She's one of my style icons.
Yes.
Nanny off, Nanny Friend off The Nanny. She's one of my style icons. Now, let's get a little bit more current. Rihanna.
Yes,
love Rihanna. Jackie O. Love Jackie O.
Yes.
So you see how it's like the levels of it. Mm-hmm. But then all in once, I got to say my mom.
Yeah.
The reason why I started fashion and everything is because of her. I love who she was. And she was she was doing things. She's a master seamstress. She did for a few luxury brands and things like that. And she was just always so graceful and beautiful. I used to make her come to have lunch with me so people could look at her outfits. I was like, please come have lunch with me today.
Aww.
And she would come on her break. And I mean, back then, and I'm 27, back then when I was in the first grade, she had pointed toe boots on, you know, hair slicked back, long jacket. Like, whoo, that lady is.
I wonder if my kids look at me like that.
Yes, they do.
But sometimes I'll pop up in workout pants and tank top.
I mean, they admire that too.
I just can slick it back in a ponytail because sometimes I just don't want to put clothes on.
And they admire that too.
I enjoy both sides of it. But yeah, Ivanka Trump is one of the ones that I love because she is just classic.
She is so sharp.
And Melania Trump. Which
Their style. All day. Mm-hmm. All day.
A sheath dress is hands down one of my favorites.
She is clean every time she steps out. It's unbelievable.
But I think some of it, and this goes back to what we're talking about too, is it's not so much in what they're wearing, but the more so Ivanka. Mm-hmm. I think Ivanka is just amazing. Mm-hmm. But just the energy that she radiates out, the confidence, and we've talked about that, is just that strength that comes from within.
If you don't have confidence, it doesn't matter what you have on. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Doesn't matter what microphone you have in your hand. You might as well put it down, and you might as well put on a sweatsuit. You have to have confidence first. You do. You might as well. You might as well. You wasted all our time. All of our time. And anything you do. I mean, I see people and they look great, but you could just tell. I mean, they're like covering up their outfit, you know, just in the corner. I'm like, oh my gosh, live, sweetie, live.
Right.
I call myself and everything. I'm always referring to everyone as a queen. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, I had someone tell me, they're like, why do you say that? It's more of affirming it for me.
Right.
Because you have to have confidence first. Mm-hmm. And when you have confidence, that confidence exudes out of you. And then those clothes will wear a little bit better.
Right.
Because if I wasn't confident, you would just, you know, just be walking on by like, I mean, I guess that was cute. But your personality should shine through it. It should shine through it. Absolutely.
I can totally see that. Totally see that. So going into, you're a certified life coach.
Yes.
Which I think is amazing. So I became a certified life coach. I went through the course. Mm-hmm. It was about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I did it for myself.
Right.
I had no intentions of ever receiving clients for it and being compensated for it. But I did it for myself because I wanted my own personal coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And just you're so I could learn how to find, like, learn more about myself and why I do what I do and the cause and effect, all of that. And then the clients, it all just organically evolved. But being a life coach, what do you think is the biggest challenge that people, or do you mostly coach women or you coach both men and women?
Both.
Okay. So just in general, and you can maybe if you want to just hit on the women, but what do you think is the biggest challenge? Because we're talking about confidence. Do you see that as a common challenge?
That was what I was going to say. Confidence all day. You know, insecurities and lack of confidence is birthed out of something, you know, pain. It's birthed out of some breakup. It's birthed out of some terrible circumstance. And confidence is the number one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even it doesn't matter how beautiful they are or what you think from the outside. It's always getting down to the bottom of it. And a lot of times I'll have someone who was married for years or someone that just can't seem to find that one. It's so many things. But I would definitely say confidence. And and usually it's because they believe what somebody told them.
That's so true.
Wow.
That's so true. So one of my mentors that I've worked with since 2013 and still work with him. And he, one of his specialties, and he's actually going to be on the show in a couple of weeks, July 12th. So it's going
to
be really good.
I can't wait to watch.
He will talk about, he takes us back to childhood, and it goes back to exactly what you were saying, is the childhood events, the people we've allowed in our lives, the stuff that people have told us, the events that have happened. And it does. It comes down to the self-confidence, self-esteem, and our belief of lack of self-worth?
I was talking to someone, and they asked me, I think she asked me, why does she feel like, she didn't really say this, but I just caught on to it, because I like to listen, mm-hmm. and first I pray, because I'm like, God, allow me to say the things that you want me to say, and allow me to reveal things that you want to reveal to them. So she's saying things, and basically I learned that she was, like, codependent on others. Like, she couldn't mm-hmm. do things on her own. And so she kept telling me the story, kept telling me different stories, but it was the same concept. She needed someone to be there, whether it was someone in a relationship, whether it was a friend. She had to have someone wherever she was at. So after she finished, I said, who left you? Who left you mm-hmm. in your childhood to the point where you feel like you have to have someone at your job with you? You got to find someone to be there. You have to have a man to make you can't be by yourself. You feel like singleness makes you weak or it makes you lame mm-hmm. or all this. Who left you? And so we went back to her childhood. And it ended up going back, and I won't say, but it was just something deep within her friends. Mm-hmm. And something happened. Her friends left her. And I said, you got to go back to that moment. And you first got to forgive yourself. And first, then you forgive them. Mm-hmm. But then I want you to, and another thing people have to do, you have to figure out, how did you contribute to that problem? Mm-hmm. Heal that first, because if you don't heal it, mm-hmm. if you don't heal who hurt you, or if you don't go back and heal the situation from that broken heart, I've got news for you. You're going to be going through the same thing over mm-hmm. and over and over and over in life. It'll be the same guy with a different name.
Exactly.
It'll be the same mm-hmm. job, different corporation. Mm-hmm. And what I mean, I guess I said this to say this, you're going to be going, it doesn't matter what city you move to, it doesn't matter how much money you get, you will still be that person from all those years ago because you didn't heal that. You got to go back and find it and identify it and then figure out what happened and then ask God to heal you from that. Mm-hmm. You know, I say this thing because I heard someone say this, that your heart remembers more than your mind does. Mm-hmm. You know, our mind doesn't carry as much as a memory as our heart does. Because you'll see people leaving. You're like, hey, you know, like, I don't know who you are. You know, like,
right.
But your heart still carries all of this memory. Mm-hmm. And think about all your life's experience. And think about all that pain that is hidden in your heart.
Oh, yeah.
You got to ask God not to only heal your mind, but heal your heart.
Right.
Confidence is the number one thing that I always go through. But I have to take them back to the beginning, and my dad taught me that. That's who I'm certified in, the Kingdom Assembly, which is my dad. Okay. My dad has his Master's of Divinity in Christian Education. The man speaks Hebrew. I mean, speaks everything.
I want to go to their church.
I'll come on the Kingdom Assembly, girl. We're going to sit right next to each other. We're going through the keys. Bishop is giving the keys, y'all.
I want to go.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm serious.
I'm telling you, I tell people, the word that I get there, oh, my gosh, it just fuels me. I mean, when I go there, I look forward to going every Wednesday and every Sunday, and he breaks down everything. But that's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. Like, even with, and I know you go through that with your clients, you have to break everything down.
Right.
Break it down and make it plain.
And some people are just almost like in denial. Like, they don't understand it. Or they're like, well, my childhood was so great, or nothing ever happened to me.
They don't want
to
face it.
It's good. And it's so suppressed mm-hmm. that, you know, I don't think everybody is coachable. Not mm-hmm. everybody wants to hear it,
right.
But it's so true. I mean, that's exactly my story too, where it goes back to, you know, all those childhood events, all the things. I mean, being bullied in school.
Right.
You know, I had to go back and face, okay, why did my marriage fail? And though there's going to be two sides of the story, taking ownership of my side mm-hmm. of it and, you know, not only forgiving the other person, but forgiving myself.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
And, you know, what was my part in it? And then it's true. I mean, the relationships I attracted after that were all reflective of the unhealed things, mm-hmm. which, I mean, you and I have never had this conversation before, so I did not even realize that we were so in line with these belief systems. So mm-hmm. I love that, you know, you two are, this is how you're coaching people, but even going to, that really goes well into, like, the celibacy coach.
Mm.
And you're probably one of the other, like, one of the few people that I've talked about this with, but, helping people understand the importance of being single. And
yes.
That is, I've told so many people that. I was just having a conversation with a girlfriend a couple of days ago, and she's just trying to figure out mm-hmm. like her boyfriends and why does she keep attracting this. And I told her, I'm like, girl, one of the best things I've ever done was being 100% single.
Yes.
I'm talking 100%. No texting, no messaging,
yes.
No coffees. Like,
right.
I'm talking closed,
yes.
Completely closed. And a lot of people, I don't feel like, understand that,
mm-mm,
but it truly is the best thing that I feel like any person could do coming
That's
out of
right.
a marriage, coming out of a relationship, is it may take somebody 1 week, or not 1 week, 1 month, it may take somebody a year,
mm-hmm.
but it is. I mean, it allows that healing process to
That's
go
right.
back, figure out why you do what you do, heal from it. And I'm going to tell you that for me, over the past year, how my life has shifted from the people that I attract, not only as friendships, my circle of influence, like through Greenville Fashion Week, mm-hmm. through my business, through my clients, through business opportunities, That's through right. relationships, it has shifted like complete 180.
Your fruit is plentiful.
I mean, because I am so content, like, I'm so whole and content Same. As a person Same, now yes. versus before I was like, I wanted marriage so bad or yes. I wanted somebody so
Same
bad.
Same here. And Which now, willing to put anybody in that role.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But now it's, okay, you're going to have to be really good to change that status.
Get it together.
Because I do. I enjoy that time. And it takes, one of my mentors told me, and she was so true, she said, loneliness will be the most challenging, but yet the most rewarding work you'll ever do.
Absolutely.
And it is
1,000%.
So true. And it's not one of those, I can give 3 steps to do it. You just...
You got to figure it out. And you're going to get stronger every single day. Mm-hmm. I love what you just said. You know, being 100% single. Mm-hmm. If you can't get along with yourself.
Exactly.
How can you get along with somebody else?
Well,
if you can't love you, you're not capable of loving anybody else.
Right, right.
You can't be a nickel out here looking for a dime. You know? What? You hate
in
yourself.
In a sweatsuit.
What? In a sweatsuit.
Right.
I mean, it's you true. Have people that don't love themselves. Well, confused and you want to love someone else, you're not capable yet. You mm-hmm. will get there, but you have to love you first in order for you to get along with someone. And my dad told me to see, you know, after you go through a terrible heartbreak, give yourself a year.
That's, you know, it's fun.
1 year.
One of my, so actually it was a year is kind of what it ended up being. It wasn't right. that I said, okay, I'm going to be single for a year. It just happened to be, it was a year.
Right.
And I was talking to one of my close friends about it a few months ago, and we were talking about it, and she was saying that the husband that she's married to now, that's also the same counseling he was given because he was engaged before, and that must be like textbook someplace. I didn't know, but. A year.
Give yourself a year. Mm-hmm. When your heart is broken, your head can't think.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot. You've got to give yourself a year to heal from everything. Like we just stated, your heart carries more memory than your mind does. Right. And you went through more things than you could before. And it's not fair. I mean, you're doing the other person a disservice if you do not. Because right. you're going to bring in those issues, that heartache and that pain, that disappointment. You're going to bring that into the other situation. Even if it's a subconscious type thing, mm-hmm. you're going to bring that into there because you didn't give yourself time.
Right.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Exactly.
It was not.
Exactly.
You got to give yourself time. I mean, that's important, even going back to the celibacy.
Mm-hmm.
Even when a lot of women, or guys too, when they're single, they like to do the casual sex
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
100% single, we said. 100%.
Right.
A lot of people, they're, and I tell people because obviously, you know, everything is spiritual, but everyone doesn't want to do the celibacy thing until you're married, and you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's up to you. You know, if I help you set up a plan to where, now I'm doing everything based upon the word of God, but however, you know, if you want to set up a plan for how this long or whatever to show mm-hmm. your worth, listen, I'm from the retail background, and obviously they want to sell things at full price. Okay, we want to sell things at full price. Mm-hmm. Now, if it doesn't sell at full price, we have to reduce it and it goes on sale. You don't lose your value, but we'd rather sell it at full price.
Mm-hmm.
So when you continue and continuing to do that, throwing yourself and you're continuing getting all, I mean, just over the year, you meet someone, you're just casually having sex, you're not at your best value anymore. That doesn't mean you lose your value, but you want to get back to your full value. Mm-hmm. You have to. You're losing yourself. And you're putting all of these emotions and all of your spirit into this person, mm-hmm. literally allowing them to have your spirit, and now you have theirs. Now it's going to take some time.
Well, and I was reading some stuff in that time, you know, doing just this whole self-development process of it all. But, you know, when people do that sexually, the energy that you're exchanging with the other person so much that, you know, and mm-hmm. you know, people are having sex with like multiple partners, and
it's going into you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got all these other spirits,
and I mean, this is just verbatim what they said, but this is how they word it. They said basically it's an energy shitstorm.
What exactly?
And that's yes. what they said. This is what's happening, and the way they broke it down,
you don't know why your energy mm-hmm. is off. You don't have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, someone is telling you good morning. The same, you're going to the same office. Usually, say good morning every day, and now you're looking at them like, why is it a good morning?
Yeah.
Like, your energy is off.
If people could realize that. That's
one
of the things that I realized
yes.
was, I realized that the only person that I knew that I'd spend the rest of my life with would be myself. Doesn't mean I don't want to be with anybody else.
Right.
Because I believe in marriage. I desire marriage. You know, I hope one day to get married again. But I knew that it took that time of being single to...
But you had to get there first.
It's a good place to be.
It's a great place to be.
It is. And it's interesting. I can see where men probably think this about you, too. It's intimidating to a lot of people.
Oh, super intimidating. It's really intimidating.
And it cracks me up because some of the most, like, prominent people...
Absolutely.
Like, I'm intimidating. I'm like, I'm so normal.
Yeah, I'm like, why?
If you knew the real me, I'm, like, quirky, silly.
Yes.
I really... don't have it all together.
That's
yes. As far as like I can forget where I park.
Yeah, but we're setting the standard.
Right.
And for what you see in me, that's the person, that's the partner that I want. And right. I had to make sure that I was that first.
Mm-hmm.
I had to make sure I was that first.
Be the person that you want to attract.
All day, every day.
I tell people that. Not only in their relationships or friendships, but even in their business, across the board. Be the person that you want to attract.
People aren't taking this serious enough. You have one life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just going to keep giving myself away to everybody across the board. Oh, no. I mean, and it's not easy, and we're not perfect, and we are regular people. But listen, we're not coming down for nobody because we grasp the concept in knowing that single doesn't make us alone, but it makes us special, and it makes us whole.
Right.
We are whole. And we spent all this time seeking and searching for how to make ourselves whole so that when we are in a situation and when we're married, not only will we bring something to the table, but we're going to build a table.
Right.
Okay?
Oh, that's
we're going to have
good.
Two tables.
Right. That's true.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. And once you continue, and I know it's hard because I know what some people out there, singleness is hard too, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. You want to cry. I mean, you don't understand. You're going to doubt yourself at times. Like, why am I not enough? But it's not that you're not enough. God is preparing the best for the best.
Right.
You're under construction right now. Mm-hmm. You're in construction and under production. And you've got to love that process. You've got to fall in love with that process. And make love to your gift. My dad teaches me
that
too.
There's a book that I read for a while. It's just a little short prayer book, but it's prayers for your future husband.
Yes.
And they have prayers for your future wife. And that was something that there's a pastor out of Texas. I'll have to post it and share it later. But he did this whole sermon series on singleness and relationships.
Mm.
And they talked about that, praying for your future spouse, mm-hmm. which I thought was cool. But more than anything, not even that's our end result.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that may not be God's will for everybody, but just being whole in yourself.
Yes.
Like, I have no problem walking into a room by myself. And
I
most
used to.
Of the times, it's a bunch of couples and me.
Girl, I used to. And I'd be like, I'm not going by myself. I'm not going. Like, I'm used to having somebody on my arm, this and that, you know. But it's like, you know what? You got to start just what we went over. If you love yourself first, and if you can get along with yourself, when you go out somewhere, somebody else can get in the car. Y'all gonna have a good time.
It's oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yes,
it's,
you got to start with you.
There's really power in being single.
It's so much power.
There is.
You got to tap into that power. I mean, and don't look at it as a negative thing. Find the positive in it and build from that.
We should do a meetup or a meeting or something, like just for single girls to teach them how to break through.
Yes.
We could do that.
Oh, I could be there all day. I could be all day.
Well,
got
it
so
wouldn't
many
be,
to teach y'all.
It wouldn't be a one-hour thing, but we could plant a lot of seeds.
Yes. So we're going to do a whole weekend for y'all.
And then, actually, I thought about doing that, like start doing weekend retreats for women.
Yes.
Because I love to travel, and I have a passion for women. And
yes.
And then just to do a retreat to give women permission to travel, get away, disconnect, ground themselves.
I love what you said, give permission to love yourself. You have permission to love yourself again.
I know.
You do. You're released from that. God, you are not defined by what you went through. It's not about what you go through. It's how you respond to it. And that's quoted from Bishop Rahner. It's how you respond to it.
And everything, I feel like, I know for me, I can say, I mean, there's stuff that, you know, I'm not so much proud of, but every person had a lesson.
Yes.
Every single one had a lesson.
Turn all our L's into lessons. Absolutely. And I don't regret anything. I was looking back. Someone asked me if I have any regrets. I was like, the only regret I probably have is not putting on my red lipstick this morning.
Yeah.
I don't have any regrets. I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
I had to go through it.
Yeah.
And those trials and that hurt and that pain, it's like, don't run from it. Run towards it because there is life and abundance on the other side of
it.
Run towards it.
That is so true. That is so true. So self-confidence. So what would be a couple of tips that you would give people that have low self-confidence? Which I'll say, sometimes I've found that the people that I least suspected have low self-confidence, low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the most beautiful people on social media that I would think had it all together.
Right.
But then I get to know them and they want more confidence.
Listen.
And it's sad. So
absolutely.
What would be some tips that you would give?
for those people, just understand I went through that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went through lack of confidence and depression, all that, for a number of years. And a thing that I would say, first, I would start with affirmations.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Absolutely, positively. I mean, whether if you want to write it on your bathroom mirror, if you want to get up, I always say this thing, get up and put your feet on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of just say what you believe, like, hey, or what you don't see yourself at now, but where you want to see yourself. I'm a queen. I am beautiful. I got this. I am the head and not the tail. God's got me. God is in charge mm-hmm. of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm not what they said about me. Even though it hurt, it still helped. Like, I say these things because mm-hmm. you got to affirm it. Whatever you put into right. the atmosphere, you know, the word of God says life mm-hmm. and death is in the power mm-hmm. of the tongue. So you got to be careful of what you put out into the atmosphere. So be fearless in what you say. Affirm those things. Look yourself in the mirror and say, I am not that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am beautiful. I am kind. Like, love lives here again. Joy lives here again. Mm-hmm. God lives here. He ain't never left me. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to him. Affirmations for sure. And your circle. Be careful who you surround yourself mm-hmm. with. And oftentimes, a lot of people want to surround themselves around you to take, and take from
right.
you. And those are the ones that's draining you. They're a part of your process of all this pain. And you think,
right.
you calling your friends, girl, he hurt me again, you know, doing this mm-hmm. and that. Girl, let's get in the car. We're going to pull up on him. No, those aren't mm-hmm. the friends you need. That's
exactly.
why, because after you do those things, you can pull up on, you can go to their job, you can go off, you can do all those things. When you get back home, they're going back home to their husband. I got news for you. I got big news for you. And now you're crying, okay?
Right.
And now that confidence, you lost a little bit more of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful and strategic about who you surround yourself with.
Right.
You know, you make sure you surround yourself with people who are watering you so that you can in turn water them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't understand that they don't see that their life is being affected by their circle. You've got to, and listen, I know you love them. I know y'all probably grew up together. Y'all probably took baths in the same bathtub. It's time to let them go. It's time to let them go. I would say affirmations and, you know, your certain prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer.
So letting go is one of the things that I'm a firm believer in letting go. Like, when I have a relationship end, like, it's done. Pictures deleted.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that was given is sold, given away. There are no remnants. Zero remnants. I mean,
yes.
watches, handbags, you know, my friends laugh at me. I've burned letters. It is. I mean, it's just, there's no remnant.
Right.
You cannot walk through my house, look at anything on my body.
I love that.
Anything, there's no remnants.
I love that. Letting
go. And that may not be for everybody, but I'm a firm believer that that's what you should do.
Mm-hmm.
Is to let it all go.
I mean, because you'll be fine.
Bring closure. Because when they come texting back, it's just like, when it's done,
nothing
it's done,
there.
The door's closed.
I'm like, well,
so that's
I'm
good.
Similar in a sense. And I love hard, whether it's my friends or it's a relationship, mm-hmm. I love hard. Mm-hmm. But once I disconnect, it's over with.
See, I'm like that too.
If I ever disconnect, if I continue, you better get on this ride now.
Yeah.
You better catch this train. But once I disconnect, that's it. And you
right.
got to move on. So I love your concept of letting go. And I have to do better in the letting go stage because, like, I like to keep the things they bought me.
I don't think people... Now, see,
I love to keep all the things.
That may not be everybody. For me,
yes.
that has been something like you.
But
when
you
I'm
should
done,
let
done.
Go because once you have those things, it's a reminder of who that person
right.
was. I mean, you don't need any reminders.
Yeah.
On to the next. He's somebody else's problem.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all good tips. The letting go thing is what I loved as well. So tell us about your TV show because that I was able to be on it and I loved it. We talked about social media, but to me, I feel like the TV show is a way for you. You have such a voice in so many different areas with the fashion, the ministry, the life coaching. I mean, you're so grounded and have so much to offer.
Mm-hmm.
You use the TV show
yes.
to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so every Saturday and Sunday, that's a lot of shows.
Every Saturday and Sunday, we are on Dominion.tv, guys. Download the app. Crown and Season is a millennial Christian-based talk show. And I love it so much because I started it in November of last year. And so it's still pretty new, but just to see where God has brought me from the beginning because
mm-hmm.
I was like kind of nervous, but it's about building millennials and people who are not, it's for everyone, but you know, millennial base. It's about building us as believers in every area of our life, whether it's finance, whether it's relationships, your spiritual life, fitness, wellness, all of those
mm-hmm.
things. And then also providing alternatives because I think oftentimes, you know, we tell people not to do these things. It's bad for you. but are you providing an alternative for me? Because if you're not providing an alternative, then I'm not going to do it.
Right.
It's easier said than done. Mm-hmm. And showing them that you can live a vibrant and thriving life with Christ. So, I mean, I bring all types of guests. Like, it's just so much fun.
You did. The day that I was on, you had...
You did great, too.
Other shows. It was fun. We did a social media pop quiz, and I didn't know half the answers. I'm like, I don't know.
Yes.
Because a lot of stuff with social media, I just do it. Like, I don't understand a lot of the stats and algorithms. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, because going back to being an introvert personality is, to me, it's just me and a screen. So I can write it, and it's for me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who's watching, who's listening. I just put it out there and just let it...
Exactly.
Let it do its work.
And I love what you taught me on the show. I mean, you said something that was so important. Be strategic in what you post and how you post. Right. And don't let it just be you all the time. So I got home, and I was like, I know it's not just me, y'all. Every post I was in. I was in every single one of my posts, my physical face. And I love what you said. Be strategic in what you post and the things that you're saying. Because everything that you do, and we talked about social media being your business card. Mm. If I don't know you and I go on your social media and your social media looks a mess, then you may have lost, if it's your business profile, you may have lost some business. And that, you know, that's just the way it is. So we talked about the importance of social media. And even though none of us are perfect, we should all strive to be better.
Well, and your social media, I feel like, is extremely balanced, because you might be in every video post or something, but it's not this is just me and my
opinion. Oh, but I love
it, though. But it's just, I personally do not want my page. I make intentions that every photo is not a professional photo. You may see me with no makeup and my blue light glasses on. You may see me in regular clothes like this, workout. I mean, it's just, it truly is real life. But I intentionally do not want a professional shot or a headshot on every post.
And that's who you are. Your social media should reflect who you are. And a lot of times I see people on social media and I'm like, wow, you know, she really popping. And you see them in person, it's like,
I was going to say,
you tricked me. You tricked all of us, and we were rooting for you. And it's just like, I can't believe.
See, that's where social media can be tricky, because you see the highlight and they're not the same person.
That's right.
Off the screen than they are on the screen.
That's right.
Not only by how they look, but how they act.
That's right. Oh, especially how they act. Some of them look so kind with all the kind captions, and they're hateful in real life.
Yes.
Now me, I'm like this all the time, y'all. This is me. Same. This is me all the time. So my social media reflects who I am, and Bridget's social media reflects exactly who she is. So if your social media does not reflect you, you need to take a moment after this show, and you need to fix that.
Well, and some of the things too, like if people may say, well, sometimes it doesn't happen often, but they'll say like, well, you were kind of unapproachable, or you weren't smiling. And I'm like, I'm in deep thought. Like, or I'm just probably off in La La Land trying to figure out where my car's parked.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Because you are such a kind person.
It's just,
period.
It's usually I'm checked out for something, because I can just be walking down the street and get so in a daze thinking about something else, and it's the same thing, but
sometimes, like, I love when some people will come back, or they'll, like, message me or something, they'll say, hey, I saw you, and they'll say I spoke to them, or they just saw me, and I'm just thinking, like, was I being kind? And they'll say that I was being kind.
I am sure you were kind.
Sometimes we have those moments, you know, and I'm still working on it. Sometimes we have moments where, you know, you might be at a restaurant, and the waitress want to play with you, and but you always have to make sure that you're on, I guess.
I call those universal pop quizzes.
Love that.
Like, you giving me a pop quiz.
Yes, exactly. I love that.
Testing my Jesus. Very true.
Yes, you need to put that on a hat, testing my Jesus.
Can make a t-shirt, because I actually thought about coming back out with the clothing line.
You should.
So
You absolutely should.
It's all in the works. I got some new stuff coming out.
Ooh, can't wait.
Okay, so how can we... You said it, but let's to plug it again. How can we tune into the talk show so we can see your content?
Right. So you tune in to Demand.TV. You can watch it from the website, or you can download the app. So make sure you download the app, guys. There's some great content on there. And I'm on every single Saturday at 10:30, and the replay from Saturday plays on Sunday at 8:30. And it's crowning season. I got a live DJ, y'all. I mean, I can have live musical guests.
It's a full-out studio.
It is.
I mean, it's like big cameras.
Yes, the Duttons. I love them
directors.
So much. They're like my family, and I appreciate them for giving me this opportunity and allowing me to be free. You know, because a lot of times in Christianity, they like to box you in, and I don't like to be boxed in.
Okay, well, we can talk about that.
I'm going to have to come back.
Has it
been an hour? I feel like it's been 5 minutes.
Well, it's true, though, like, really quickly, though, but to talk about the Christianity, because that's a part where— I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. But I think outside the box.
Same.
And it's when people say, like, you're crazy or they want to put a title on what they feel like it is.
Right.
I always go back to, well, God spoke to Moses through a burning bush. He told Noah to build the ark. And so...
Come on, speak the facts,
it's not
ma'am.
Like I'm brewing witchcraft stuff.
Right. He didn't meet them at the pew
but
in the
sometimes,
church.
Sometimes... Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. I go to church less,
mm-hmm.
but I'm closer to God.
Wow.
And I mean, I watch the sermons online, mm-hmm. and we go to church, mm-hmm. but because what I've seen in the Southern
mm-hmm.
churches,
mm-hmm.
And not all of them, but some of them.
You've been hurt, in a sense.
Yeah.
Church hurt.
Yeah, oh yeah. In more than one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just where, okay, I'm not against God,
mm-hmm.
but I'm against some of the religion
the
that
religion,
they put out.
The, like, yeah, you know, the made-up things.
You're not the perfect. Basically, I feel like sometimes when I walk in, it's a scarlet letter. Like, you're not perfect. Like, you're divorced, or you're this, or you're that, or you did this,
I love that
or
comparison.
You did that.
Scarlet
and
letter
so,
is perfect.
And then I go back and think, you know what? Judgment's on you.
Listen, the Bible is full of these characters who were just as messed up, and if not at more mm-hmm. messed up than we were. David committed adultery. He was still a man mm-hmm. after God's own heart. I mean, it's so many things who have these vibrant stories, and it's because those are the one that God uses. He doesn't use the ones that have it all together, because the reason why he uses a broken one is so that we can reach more people. Mm-hmm. Right. There'd be so many people that identify with your story, Bridget, and all the things that you've gone through. And I hate that. I hate that sometimes, you know, and the like, just kind of like the made up rules in religion, because it hurts more people than mm-hmm. it helps. And everything I do, I say, God, did I help them or did I hurt them? And if I feel like I hurt them, I'm sure to go back to them. And as believers, it's our job to always be kind and always mm-hmm. show love, because you never know what someone is going through.
Oh, exactly. And one of the things, too, is I'll tell people, we talked about this on your show, is
yes.
I feel sometimes we could be the only Jesus people see.
Absolutely.
They may never go to church.
Yes.
They may never see another good person. And I can tell you, there have been days where, and we talked about the story behind the glory.
Hmm.
I mean, you do extremely well.
Yes.
We both do well. I mean, I'm going to give us both credit.
They just gave me
very
chills.
Humbly. But people don't understand the stories that we had to go through and what we had to work through to get to this point. It's
mm-hmm.
not like we were just in this lucky family.
Right.
And just had it all given to us. Like, we worked for it. We earned it. We earned the integrity. And we worked. We did the inner work to get to this
That's
point.
That's right.
But there's been times where, years, where I struggled. And it took me anything just to walk out the house.
Wow.
And being in Target
Girl,
or Walmart.
Same here.
And even when somebody
preach.
Would say, even to this day, when people make a compliment on the street, they don't know what I'm going through. And they have no idea.
They don't even know what it took you
helped.
To get out the bed, all of that. Yes. When people come to church, it's supposed to be like a hospital,
mm-hmm.
you know? So people are coming there because they're broken.
Right.
And they want to be. And so you're going to have the nerve to be hateful or to judge them. Oh, that's not God.
Mm-hmm.
God is not. Oh, he judges not. That's not who he is. So they're not reflecting who God is. And that's why it's important for us as believers to know God for ourselves. Because when you know God and the word of God for yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know that those made up rules are made up rules.
Right.
Because I don't see that in the Bible.
Right.
I'm flipping through.
So
it ain't
true.
In here. So you
well,
made that up.
Yeah.
You made
so
that
true.
Up. Yeah.
It's
God
so
loves us regardless. And he continues to love us. And I had to learn this thing about mercy. Giving more mercy, because, you know, God gives us new mercies every day,
mm-hmm.
every single day. So I can only give as much as I want to receive. God is forgive. He's a forgiving God. It said in his words, you know, you have to, he was like, how many times I got to forgive them?
Right.
Seven times. And God says 70 times mm-hmm. seven, which is not, that doesn't mean get your calculator out. That means continue
right.
to forgive. And that's what being a Christian is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope that more people can grasp that, because we got to help more than we hurt.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, it's a sad thing to know that people don't want, a lot of people don't want any parts of it because of some made up rules.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you never
and their
never,
standards, which they don't even live by them standards
yeah.
themselves,
yeah.
half of them.
And you never know who you're impacting. One of the rules, not rules, but one of the things that I and share with my team, my network marketing team,
mm-hmm.
is we go by a 3-3-3-3-3. So reach out to three
right.
new people a day, follow up with three people, but send gratitude to three people.
Oh.
And I'll send messages, and it may just be like, hey, girl, thinking about you. Hope you have an awesome day.
Yes.
Because you never know, like, it goes back to you never know what people are going through.
That's what it's all about right there.
I know. Okay, so to finish it up, do you have any last-minute words you want to share with us?
I mean,
this is your platform.
I mean, thank you for having me. I had a great time. I'm looking forward to bringing you back to Crowning Season. I got some ideas for you. You know, just watch Dominion TV, watch Crowning Season every Saturday and Sunday. Make sure you guys visit BCBG Haywood and Dillard's Haywood. Also, Ngozi Alame, which I am the hair and lash ambassador for. top of the line, y'all. You better check it out. And then go to my Instagram, link in the bio.
That's what I was going to ask you. So what is your Instagram handle? I know we'll have it on the social media, but what is your Instagram handle?
But they want to hear me say it because I love my voice.
Well, for those listening, because this is going to be on iTunes and Spotify as well.
Okay.
So some of them can't actually see it.
Okay.
So what is your Instagram handle?
My Instagram is she's, S-H-E-S, underscore Crystal Victoria. And it's the only way to spell Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L. I'm just playing for the other ones. And Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A. And my Facebook is Crystal Victoria.
Awesome. She's definitely worth the follow. She, and especially her stories. Because
I love
stories,
to do stories, y'all.
I do too. It's the back end.
It's so fun.
It's the back life of stuff. Well, thank you so much. We'll definitely have to do something together where it's a meetup because we both share the same passion for women.
Yes, we
and
do.
Everything. So thank you for your time.
Thank
and
you for
having
me.
And y'all have an awesome Tuesday.